Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Tim passed along a story to me that I think he knew I would enjoy, and he was right. Out of Minneapolis, WCCO, which is CBS Channel 4 there, reports that two local women got DWIs in the same car in the same night, which takes some effort. Jennifer Merrily wrote the article, and this goes back a couple of years, but this is the kind of thing that when you see it, you kind of got to go, interesting. Two women got DWIs on the same morning for driving the same car. It happened just after 6 a.m. in Lionel Lakes late last month. So the story's from 2015, a few years old, but we got to once in a while call out the greatest hits, so to speak. The incident was captured on dash cam video as police pulled over a car on the side of I-35. Both women were inside. So imagine this scenario unfolds. Police pull over a car, and there's two women in the car. The women told them they got lost on their way home after a night of drinking. So yes, 6 a.m., that's morning time, my friends. They're on their way home after drinking, and they tell the police officers, "We are lost after a night of drinking." Now, many people, if they found themselves at the side of the road at 6 a.m., telling the police officers, "I'm lost after a night of drinking," might actually stop and pause and go, What's happening in my life that I find myself at the side of the road at 6 a.m. on I-35 outside of Minneapolis? I'm not sure actually how close it is to Minneapolis, but that it has me telling a police officer, "I've been out drinking, I'm lost, it's 6 a.m. Perhaps you can help me find my way home, officer?" Well, you can hear the officer on the dash cam asking, "Were you guys just changing seats?" Because, you know, there's the old switcheroo that they talk about. When someone's driving a car and they think they're drunk and they get pulled over, where they might ask the passenger, "Hey, you want to jump in the passenger seat? Because I've been drinking." And, you know, when the police officers pull you over, I would not, and I'm an attorney, in Michigan, I would say this is good advice, but the other 49, I suspect it's good advice. When you get pulled over, don't do things like change seats or try switching and so on. So the officer asks, "You guys are changing seats?" And one of them replies and says, "Yes." Again, drinking, lost, 6 a.m. "You guys changing seats?" "Yes." It's a white Pontiac Grand Am they're driving. And again, maybe you, well, "Where are you guys coming from today?" the officer asks. A woman responds, "The gas station just down the road." Now, here's the thing. Many people have mentioned in my videos, comments below, that when the police are asking you questions, they are listening to what you say. They're looking for certain answers. And there's certain things that you should say, you shouldn't say. Some people would suggest you shouldn't talk at all. I personally think at the roadside, generally speaking, simply talking, as long as you're fairly intelligent about it, should be okay. But yeah, if you want to, you can clam up completely and just hand the driver's license over. But, you know, so the officer says, "Where are you coming from?" And she goes, "The gas station just down the road." Now, the officer knew that. He knew she had just come from the gas station. So he asks the follow-up. This is the brilliant, grilling cross-examination that the officer has prepared. He says, "Did anything happen at the gas station?" Now, see, that was a loaded question because he knew the answer. And here's the thing. The woman either doesn't know, which is bad, or she's going to lie to the police officer, which is also not good. Especially because the officer knows that something did, in fact, happen at the gas station. So he asks, "Did anything happen at the gas station?" She says, "No, not that I'm aware of." Now, keep in mind, she's already said we were just changing seats. Why would you be changing seats if nothing happened at the gas station or nothing happened at all? You see, what happened at the Holiday gas station at 6 a.m., and by the way, isn't it always a holiday at the gas station at 6 a.m.? In Lionel Lakes, is what triggered the chain of events. Someone called 911 after the car in which these two women were in hit a pole and then struck the pumps. Now, I've worked at a gas station, talked about that before. When cars hit the pumps, it's not a good thing. When they hit poles, on the parking lot. That's not a good thing. And when somebody strikes things with their car and then drives off, you can pretty much guess that if somebody saw it, they're calling the cops. Did they damage the pumps? Possibly. I've also known of people who got arrested for drunk driving, and the thing that triggered it all was they went into a gas station drunk, and the person behind the counter saw this person stagger out and get in their car and go, maybe I should call the cops because there's a drunk driver on the road. So that's what started it. And in the video that was taken at the roadside, a woman who was in the car stumbles during her field sobriety test. She then admits to police she was the one driving at the gas station when reportedly her car hit a pole and some pumps. The report states that she knew she hit something but left. So she apparently said to the police officers, yes, I knew I hit something, but I left. Again, admitting that she left the scene of an accident, which is generally against the law. She even tells the officer why they pulled over on the side of the interstate. They indicated they were switching spots, and the one individual stated they were too intoxicated to drive the vehicle, according to police Captain Wayne Wegner. Now, it's unclear from the story, but it sounds like the car had already pulled over, and then the police pulled up. But I'm not sure. Meanwhile, there was someone else in the car who was 21 years old, who was behind the wheel when police caught up with the car. However, due to the shenanigans of the seat changery, police cited both of them for DWI, driving while intoxicated. So I've had people say, Steve, what does it take to be driving while intoxicated? Do you have to actually be in a vehicle that's moving down the road? You know, and generally speaking, the law is going to say something to the effect of you have to be operating the vehicle. Question is, what constitutes operation of the vehicle? I don't know what it is in Minnesota. However, I can tell you that Wegner said, that's the police captain, it was extremely odd for a Saturday morning and very unusual for most any day. Now, of course, some of you are doing the math and going, wait, Steve, Saturday morning is actually just Friday night, but overtime. And yes, these women have been out drinking, presumably, on Friday night, and it spilled over into Saturday morning. Both charged with DWI and, somewhere in there, a hit and run and leaving the scene of an accident. And meanwhile, the hits just keep on coming. There was someone in the back seat who was cited for stealing boxes of donuts from the Corner Express in Lionel Lakes. So the Corner Express is apparently a different establishment than the Holiday Gas. So in a roundabout way, these three women, actually, I don't know if the person in the back was a woman or not. These three people were a little crime wave rolling through the area. Again, like I said, this is March of 2015. So the story is over 4 years old. And I apologize. I like to do modern stuff, but Tim passes along knowing how much I enjoy these kinds of stories, but also because this is simply touching on many of the things we talk about here. And I talk all the time about how to behave at the roadside and how not to get in trouble. One of which is, if you drink, don't drive. That's number one. Now, I know people say, Steve, you don't drink, and I don't. So it's easy for me to say it, and I admit it is. It is. And here's the thing. You don't have to drink. No one's got a gun to your head saying you got to drink. I'm not aware of any drinking games that involve that, but, you know. So the fact that you choose to drink and then choose to drive, you've made two choices. And, you know, I don't know what to tell you. If you get pulled over for drinking and driving and you're off the charts, boom, that's on you. That's on you. So if there's a bunch of you, have a designated driver. If you think you might be too drunk to drive and you have the question occur in your mind, get someone else to drive you, Uber, Lyft. I think they do that. But the point simply is that mistakes were made, and we can study other people's mistakes and look at them and go, hey, maybe I can learn from this as to how I should behave in my life. And so among the mistakes that were made that night was someone stealing donuts. Now, there are some obvious jokes in there, so I won't go there. I'll let you do the jokes yourself. Then the car seems to have collided with some gas pumps and some poles. And my understanding, at least from the time I worked in a gas station, the pumps don't move. They're stationary. So to hit one, requires effort on the part of the driver, or a lack of attention at the very least. Same with the pole. So there was an accident, and then they left the scene of the accident. And again, that's a big no-no. And you know, nowadays there's security cameras and stuff videotaping everything. Generally speaking, if you hit something in your car, you got to ask yourself, there's witnesses, even if I don't think there are. But then to leave that scene is another problem. And then, of course, to be at the side of the road switching drivers. And it turns out that both of them qualify, at least according to the roadside tests, as being DWI. So I don't know what happened to these women. I have no idea. I don't know if they ever appeared in the news again or not. But I didn't even give their names because they are, of course, innocent until proven guilty. And for all we know, they were never proven guilty. But like I said, it's a story we can learn from. So I guess the story is that narrow issue, broad issue. The narrow issue is while visiting Lionel Lakes on a Friday night, don't drink and drive and run into gas pumps and steal donuts and then switch drivers at the side of the road. The broader thing we can learn from all of this is some people shouldn't drive. I've said it before and I've decided that that's going to be my default from now on. What can we learn from this? Some people shouldn't be driving. There you go. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, thanks, Tim, for the story. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. To give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift.